Access Mobile.
M4ZLK.
Hey, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. You are. Just heard you in there, and I was just trying out my crossband, see how it worked.
Thought I heard an extra little squelch tail in there. It's working fine. You're 100% in the machine. I'm actually heading to Piedmont right now to go look at a gas unit. I got a customer down. But yeah, I was a little down and out there with that little sinus thing going on here for a couple of days, but I feel a whole heck of a lot better.
Your voice a little bit. I hate that. I had it a couple times before Christmas, so the second one was worse than the first.
Well, with the vitamins that I take, and we take a natural antibiotic, it's a... My wife, Sally, gets all this stuff and looks all this up, and it's like a mushroom thing. It's a natural antibiotic, and it knocks it out quick. You know, it really does a good job. But, yeah, I know. I sound worse than I feel.
An improvement.
I'll take it. No problem.
Also get this heat taken care of for this customer.
Yeah, it's a propane gas pack. So I'm hoping it's something, you know, maybe hoping not too difficult. It's an old unit. It's like 22 years old, so I got a bad feeling about it.
Propane gas pack, and actually replaced it, and now it's a dual fuel heat pump and propane. I use the propane when it gets cold, real cold.
Yeah, I would recommend a dual fuel for propane, yeah, because propane, as expensive as it is right now, yeah, that's what I would definitely do. But if you have natural gas, that's the way to go.
Hey, they don't have a natural gas run up here. When I signed kind of a contract with a company I use on my propane, and they've kept the price. As long as I stay with them, the price stays the same, so I'm not even sure what it is now normally, but if it goes up, it stays the same. If it goes lower, it goes down with it, is what they say.
Yeah, I know. They kind of got you over a barrel. Yeah, because you're kind of a captive audience, not being, you know, not having natural gas in the area.
We'll set up, and I do like that gas heat. I'll tell you what, it sure feels a lot warmer than the heat pump, especially when it gets cold.
Yeah, I'm not a heat pump fan in this area. We're really on the fringe. You know, you go like an hour south, and heat pumps work fine. But up in the hills and the foothills and stuff, man, they struggle. They struggle bad. And then, the heat strips will kick on, and there goes the electric bill.
Dealt with that in our last house, and, man, the power bill would really jump up in the cold sections of the winter, you know, January, February, occasionally in December.
Oh, yeah. No, they're they get expensive.
Well, I appreciate you letting me test out my crossband here. I guess it's working all right. I'm not getting cut off at all, am I?
No, it sounds good. I'm actually I'm on the other side of downtown. I'm on Church Street. I'm heading towards Piedmont, so... you sound fine. The repeater sounds good. You sound okay. So, you are good to go. Have a good day, Shane. Good to talk with you. N4ZLK, KB2HXS.
Dave, yeah, I got to get some things done here. I just wanted to set it up and carry it around with me. Even though I usually can hit the repeater all right, just on the HT, I like to have that other option. 73N4ZL.
And make sure you, I don't know, do you have a generator there at the house or what?
It's not a whole home generator, but I put a transfer switch in and I can run everything I need.
Now that's a good deal because they're predicting some really cold weather this coming week and, possible brownouts and power outages. Just be careful. I know you're kind of up in the hills there, but just be careful. Have a good day. Be safe. KB2HXS.
N4ZLK.
R4AAE Mobile.
R-E. Wow. Don't know that one. KB2HXS.
Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Alpha Echo.
Boy, I totally botched that one, didn't I? Sorry about that. Name is Dave. I'm also mobile, and the calls are KB2HXS, Hotel X-Ray Sierra.
Hey there, Dave. Yeah, it's okay. Mine usually gets botched up pretty good, but it happens.
No worries. The KR threw me because I guess you're a new licensee sometime in the... You got your license recently?
Correct. I got it back in December, and now I know how to decipher it based on the call sign. I believe I was the fifth person in the KR4 group to get licensed, and I did get it back in December around Christmas time.
Well, the four designates the area. You're in the four area, the four zone. If you look at a map, my two call comes from Long Island. I got my calls back in the 80s.
That's good to know. I'll have to look into that because I like to know things and figure out how they work. And I did pick up a little bit of a New York accent from you there as well.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. I guess my ears are playing tricks on me nowadays. Must be this overcast, rainy weather that I love so much.
I'm a southern boy now. Come on, I got a trailer. I know how to say y'all down the road a piece. I don't live in Greer. I live in Gurr. You know, I just... Oh, goodness. Yeah. I'm a halfback. My wife and I moved up from Florida at least 5 years this year. And, yeah, I grew up on the island, spent 20 years in Florida, and here I am.
I think you picked a great spot. I have thoroughly loved living here. Been here for probably off and on total, probably 10, 13 years now.
Cool. What part of the area do you live?
Over in the Taylor's area. I'm about 5 or 10 minutes from Lake Robinson, Pebble Creek area. Not too far from Gurr, so to speak.
Oh, I know exactly where you are. Yep. Yeah, I live where 14 and Taylor's Road intersect. I'm in that area.
I am very familiar with that area over there. Probably pass by your house every day on the way to work or in some shape or form.
Oh, man, don't tell that word. Work? Wow, what's that?
One of those things stands for just over broke, I think it was, when somebody told me to find a job.
That's a good one. Yeah, in fact, if you're on 14, when you get past the light, depending on which way you're going, if you're going towards Landrum and you get past that light there by Taylor's Road and CCC Camp, that church on the right, when you pass it, I'm in that neighborhood behind that.
Yeah, I know exactly where that is. I do cruise down there from time to time. Well, not by your house, but down 14 a little bit.
Yeah, I'm actually on my way to Piedmont right now. I got to go look at a customer's gas pack. I do air conditioning and heat, and his gas pack isn't working, so I got to go find out why.
HVAC and plumbing and electricity, three things you cannot live without.
Yep. Well, I try and stay away from the plumbing and the electrical. I really don't want to get involved with that stuff. There's so much work out there for me with air conditioning and heat. I don't want to branch out like some of these companies do.
I like being specialized to one specific area. You start branching out too much and it gets a little difficult to manage.
It really does. I have enough problems in when the customers I got. And I've got a partner, my buddy Jimmy. He and I work together a lot. He's kind of the brains of the operation. I'm the brawn, as it were. So we laugh about that. But I did air conditioning in Florida for, pretty close to 20 years with a small little company. So I'm up here doing it.
Bless the AC units down here in the south, especially in Florida.
The ones in this area tend to last a little bit longer because you're not inundated with, 80% humidity 12 months out of the year like in Florida. They run all the time down there. You're lucky to get 8 to 12 years out of them because of the salt air and the rust and everything. Up here, I'm going to work on a 22-year-old unit right now.
I was just typing down, write down a couple things while I was sitting there at a stoplight, things I need to get done today, or at least I hope to get done today.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I would just, I know we got some really chilly weather coming this week, so just trying to tell people to be prepared and make sure you got some extra 5 gallons of gas hanging around. If you have a generator, you might want to prep it. We don't know with the heat, with the cold weather coming, there's going to be a big demand on the electrical systems here, so be prepared.
Thanks for the reminder. I usually go through a once-a-month checklist to crank the generator, make sure all my supplies are good, make sure we got everything ready just in case something happens.
Reese and I, we gassed up our cars this morning over at Ingalls because we had some points, and I filled up my two empty 5 gallon jugs, put stable in them, and they'll be at the house. I ran the generator this morning, make sure she fired up, and we have a brand new wood burning stove installed the other day, and she's cranking.
Good wood burning stove. Well, Dave, I'm over at my QTH now, so I need to get running here. It was nice chatting with you. 70 degrees to you. This is KR4AAE for KB2HXS.
Very good. Good to meet you. I didn't catch your first name. Name here is Dave. I think I said that. But you have a good day. 73 KB2HXS mobile.
I'm over here with Steven. I forgot to tell you that.
No problem. Ooh, I'm sure I'll be talking to you again, Steven. Have a good day.